Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Ben Walker of Transcription Outsourcing. Ben, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Gresham.
Yeah, no problem. Super excited to have you on. So what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Ben so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Ben is a CEO, entrepreneur, and visionary leader that enjoys helping others become successful in business and in life. Ben's company, Transcription Outsourcing, provides user-friendly and cost-effective transcription services for the medical, legal, law enforcement, and financial industries for organizations all over the world. Ben is a sought-after thought leader and has made contributions to publications like Entrepreneur Magazine, Inc., Forbes, and the Associated Press. Ben, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about your background and what I call your CEO story. What led you get started with your business?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. About 12, 13 years ago, I was part owner of another transcription company. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 3 years. Things were changing in the medical community or medical industry where doctors now use a lot of digital record keeping with pointing and clicking. Mm-hmm. So we were losing medical clients to that, and at the same time we're getting contacted by law firms, law enforcement agencies, and they were asking if we could transcribe for them, and at the time we were telling them no. Then things changed, like I said, in the medical industry, so we started looking more into those other opportunities, and that's when I broke off from the other company I actually still own part of and created Transcription Outsourcing and started offering more kinds of transcription services. So we're in our 10th year right now. We're almost 11. And yeah, like you said, we have clients all over the country.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that, and happy near 11th birthday as well too. I think it's awesome. Well, obviously, you know, in business, you have to be able to kind of understand that certain things change in different industries and be able to kind of ebb and flow with that and be able to kind of pay attention to what's going on and know how to make those decisions based off of that.
Yeah. Business plans very rarely are down to a T accurate. Mm-hmm. So you do have to be willing to move things around, change directions, maybe slightly pivot one way or the other, because like I said, it's never accurate down to a T.
Yeah, absolutely. Why? And that's one of the big reasons people say, you know, you want to, like, for a business plan specifically, you want to be able to make sure that it's light and nimble enough, and sometimes not even as long, because you want to use it as a working document than as a solid document, unless you're getting like financing or something like that.
Yeah. And even then they want to see that now too. Mm-hmm. We didn't get financing, but I have a lot of, you know, colleagues and friends that own companies, and yeah, they want some of that built in also, and not so rigid and stuck in one lane.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with how fast, you know, everything's changing with technology and everything, you have to be able to kind of pivot and change. And as you said, you know, the business plan has to showcase that as well. So I know, you know, you talked about, you know, how you guys had made the change in the business, but I wanted to hear more about transcription outsourcing. Could you take us through exactly like how the service works, how you support the clients, and some of the industries that you're working in still now too?
Okay. So a lot of our business now is through government entities. Mm-hmm. and larger facilities within government. So like a DMV for a specific state will send us all of their DMV hearings that need to be transcribed and then submitted as evidence for the court hearings. Mm-hmm. Or let's say a police department that conducts interviews with witnesses and suspects. And then there are 911 calls involved and jail calls, undercover wiretaps. They upload their audio and or video through a secure web platform to us, the HIPAA compliant and CJIS compliant. And then it comes through our workflow where our office gets it, and then we assign it out to our transcriptionists that are scattered all over the US that work from home for us. Mm-hmm. Then we send the document back to that client through the same platform so that it's all encrypted and protected, and it gets back to the right person on time. So it can then help their process as they move through whatever it is they're doing. Because we work with some universities that do research, law firms that need depositions transcribed, financial companies that do earnings calls or conferences, conference calls, focus groups. There are so many different kinds of transcription we've done. We've helped authors with interviews like we're doing now.
All right.
You name it, we've probably done it.
Yeah. Well, no, it seems like it's, and I don't know, definitely correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like it's becoming more of a widespread thing as, you know, I guess as technology and people are probably even becoming aware of it as well too, is to be able to kind of take, because it's a lot more, I guess it's a lot easier sometimes to have a conversation and to be able to transcribe it, whether it be, like you said, an author, of course, if you need it, if you're doing some type of hearing, it seems like it's a growing industry.
Oh, it is for sure. Unfortunately, in the legal world, it's because there are more cases that need to be adjudicated. So that's not so good. But it's good for us, not good for the judges and clerks and all those guys. One thing I forgot to mention was our clients need a premium service. So they need 99% accuracy. They can't get away with, you know, 50% or even 80%, because that will lose meaning and context if it's not exactly perfect. And we guarantee that for our clients because of the situation they're in and what they're using it for. They have to have that. That's why they come to us instead of doing it themselves or running it through some type of AI, and because the AI isn't there yet. It's still a ways off.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I was going to ask you that too, in relation to like the security aspect that you kind of touched on, because I imagine, as you said, those people that are going through, you know, having legal cases, you have to make sure that a lot of that information is with a trusted source and it has that workflow that you talked about, and it doesn't go through a maybe less secure AI or less secure system that may send that information out. Who knows where?
Yeah, and it you know, I don't know, you know, the different company. I know who they are, but I don't know where their servers are.
Right.
You don't know where that data is bouncing around. You also don't know how long it's being stored.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a sensitive subject that, you know, shouldn't be out, and then it gets, you know, breached later, then that could be an issue. Because we do have clients like the VA, the Veterans Administration, they ask us to purge their data at certain intervals, so it's gone forever. Right. They don't want us to store it anywhere. And we do that, we have to do that to keep them as a client. So yeah, things like that that have kept us around, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. You know, you have to be able to provide that quality of service and be that trusted kind of partner, I guess you can say, when someone like the VA or any organization is definitely working with you. So you might have kind of already touched on this, but would you consider that kind of being a trusted advisor or trusted partner and being able to have that trust level, that security, those aspects that we talk about to be like your secret sauce or thing that kind of sets you in your organization apart?
A little. It's more customer service. And I know everybody says that, but what happens when we get into the thick of it with a new prospect is I almost force them to call references, because it's better to hear it from a reference than it is from me or someone in my office, because we can tell them what they want to hear.
Right.
Or it may sound too good to be true. So we want them to talk to someone who is in a similar situation, like police chief to police chief, or dean of a department at NYU to the dean of a department at University of Virginia. They they can speak to each other on the same level and not hold anything back. So that our customer service, and to get there, we ask them to call our references.
Right.
The other stuff is, yeah, we have it, and some of our competitors don't, like cyber liability and general liability and a bond, and our platforms are HIPAA and CJIS compliant, like I said, and I can prove it. Where these other companies may say that, but they might not be able to prove it.
Yeah.
And it's so common. Everyone says they have insurance, and then no one ever asks for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one asks for it unless something goes wrong, right? And then everybody's looking for it. And that's never a good place to be. But no, I appreciate you kind of expounding upon that, because I think so many times that, you know, when you have the ability to develop and have that customer service, to me, like, I think a lot of times people believe that the customer experience starts, you know, when you sign on the dotted line. But as you kind of talked about in that customer journey, sometimes it starts in the very beginning. And when you have that kind of frame of reference or another client to kind of talk to and hear how the process works, that begins the customer journey, or even is in the next step, maybe sometimes in the customer journey.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I like, because the existing clients or customers can tell the potential customers of an example. And mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know them all, because they don't all come through me. They come through someone else in my office or a company that, you know, works remotely, right, that I don't even know happened. I mean, I'm glad it happened, but yeah, I don't know about it. Right. Yeah, I have a few examples, and then I prefer, like I said, they talk to the actual client.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you have those kind of Raven fans that can speak for you. That's the best way to kind of show what you're capable of and what you're able to do. So definitely appreciate that that example of secret sauce. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Oh, this is a common one, but it's having a mentor or a coach. I can't stress that enough. And that kind of dovetails with learning from people who've already been there or done it. So I read a ton of books. And I get those lists from guys like Buffett and Gates and go through them all, even though some of them are boring and not really my thing.
Yeah.
But after a while, you start to notice patterns of how people did certain things and worked through certain situations. You may not realize it, but subconsciously you are doing what they've suggested, because you keep hearing the same thing over and over. And we're not reinventing the wheel.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So it could be like a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or as I like to say, if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
To get as much PR as possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Ben, what does being a CEO mean to you?
There's so many like generic cliche answers. It's like being a good delegator with not being arrogant about it. Mm. Those are more dictators instead of delegators, and they don't communicate well. They just tell you what to do and tell you how it is, instead of working through it with them and then delegating it, or brainstorming together and working as a team more than, you know, like I said, a dictator who just tells people what to do. It's hard to articulate, and I've been thinking about this for a little bit. It's more human about it.
Mm. Yeah. I like that. And I think I see exactly what you're saying and where you're going. And I think that it's that human element. And I think it's funny, because I feel like that's also what we were kind of touching on, where if somebody calls, you're able to pick up the phone, you're able to answer, you're able to have a conversation. But if somebody doesn't want to pick up the phone, you also have that way of doing it. And I think that's the element that we are craving. And I think as more and more technology happens, more and more automations, more and more of these things, that human element you want. And, you know, as a CEO, you know, whatever your title might be, you know, if you're on a team, you want to be able to have that human aspect. You want to be able to know that you're working on a team, that you're going, you know, forward towards a specific goal, and that it's not just you doing everything. It's also the leader or the CEO that's doing it as well too, so that you just have that interaction and that community feel.
Yeah, Veeb said it much better than I did.
Hey, teamwork makes the dream work. We were showcasing exactly what it is, because I think a lot of times, you know, you have to kind of, you know, be able to have that back and forth and get everything started.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Awesome. 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 Well, Ben, truly appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, all the awesome things you're doing. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're doing.
Yeah, we work 365 days a year. Like you mentioned in the beginning, we have clients all over the country in the medical, legal, law enforcement, financial, general business, academic. Most find us online at our website, transcriptionoutsourcing.net, and click the contact button or click call. And because we are here between 8 and 5 mountain time, we're in Denver. And yeah, it's a simple process getting signed up and started with us, because we do have a vast network of independent contractors that transcribe for us all over the country in the different specialties. So yeah, we're easy and accessible to work with. We answer the phone and we'll return your emails more than likely the same day.
Awesome. 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 Well, I truly appreciate that. Appreciate all the awesome things you're doing, the word of wisdom you gave us today. We will have the links and information in the show notes as well too, but thank you for reminding us as well too, that pick up the phone, answer the phone, or at least return the phone call and the emails as well too, within a reasonable period of time. Cause I think so many times we overlook that, but appreciate that. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.